What do you think endures? Do you think a great city endures? Or a teeming manufacturing state, or a prepared constitution, or the best built steamships, or hotels of granite and iron, or any chef d'oeuvre of engineering, forts, armaments? Away. These are not to be cherished for themselves. They fill their hour, the dancers dance, the musicians play for them, the show passes. All does well enough, of course. All does very well, till one flash of defiance. A great city is that which has the greatest men and women. If it be a few ragged huts, it is still the greatest city in the whole world. The place where a great city stands is not the place of stretched wharves, docks, manufacturers, deposits of produce merely, nor the place of ceaseless salutes of newcomers or the anchor lifters of the departure, nor the place of the tallest and costliest buildings or shops selling goods from the rest of the earth, nor the place of the best libraries and schools, nor the place where money is plentiest, nor the place of the most numerous population. Where the city stands were the brawniest breed of orators and bards. Where the city stands that is beloved by these and loves them in return and understands them. Where no monuments exist to heroes, but in the common words and deeds. Where thrift is in its place and prudence is in its place. Where the populace rise at once against the never-ending audacity of elected persons. Where fierce men and women pour forth as the sea to the whistle of death pours forth its sweeping and unripped waves. Where outside authority enters always after the precedence of inside authority. Where the citizen is always the head and ideal, and president, mayor, governor, and whatnot are agents for pay. Where children are taught to be laws to themselves and to depend on themselves. Where equanimity is illustrated in affairs. Where speculations on the soul are encouraged. Where women walk in public processions in the streets the same as the men. Where they enter the public assembly and take places the same as the men. Where the city of the faithfulest friends stands. Where the city of the cleanliness of the sexes stands. Where the city of the healthiest fathers stands. Where the city of the best-bodied mothers stands. There. The great city stands.